be happy to take your calls. 855-282-TALK. That's 855-282-8255. While you do that, 855-282-TALK, I'll talk about First Community Credit Union. Another successful yard sale this past Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, co-hosted by Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman. And courtesy of, as it has been for years, First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union, making the yard sale possible, making lots of things possible, making it possible for, at this time of year, and what better time of year, now through the end of the year, for people to have $100 put in their account simply for moving their car loans. If you have an auto loan anywhere other than First Community Credit Union, folks, if you just move it over, they'll put $100 in your account. And there are no strings, red tape, disclaimers. That's it. And then there's a good chance you'll have a lower car payment because they're known for their competitive rates. You may very well find out, oh my goodness, I got $100 and my car payment is less. That could happen. That has happened for people. So just think about that and tell me why you wouldn't want to take advantage of that. First Community Credit Union, 43 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. It's not a big deal to close out your accounts where you're banking now and become one of us, a member. That's what AM and the PM people do. They support the people that make this show possible and keep this show free. Free radio. You don't have to pay for it. All we ever ask is you give our advertisers a chance. Give them a shot at your business. And banking is no different. So unless you've got a real good reason for banking where you do now, give this $100 thing some thought. And this possibility of a lower car payment with a better rate. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. That is the music, the electronic, technological music. It's the best we can come up with right now. Quite frankly, it's good enough for me. And why did you just dump it like that? See, that's not smooth radio. See, smooth radio is you really gradually.
I gradually faded that out.
No, did anybody hear it gradually fade or just kind of end? Everybody else to hear it?
It was kind of a chop. Maybe it could have been a little more Sade.
Could have been a little Sade.
Sade. Smooth operator.
Oh, okay.
He's a smooth operator.
You'll get it down. You've only been at it six months.
He's doing a good job.
He is.
Are you kidding me? From the first week when I got here, when you pumped him every five minutes?
Don't ever say I pumped a guy.
That does not sound right to me.
Put your hands together. Say hello to Taylor Nickerson. Give the numbers again because people are strange.
When you're a stranger, it's lonely. My
favorite Doors song, by the way. People are strange. You know that song?
Well, I mean, I do.
You looked at us funny.
I do.
Do you?
Yeah, no, I was just wondering why you suddenly broke into song.
Because I said people are strange.
Yeah.
And as soon as I said it, I thought, when you're a stranger. Thank you.
Give it the program. I prefer the left hand.
Okay. Now, they don't know what that means.
Frank puts his left hand up, tells me to shut up.
No, hold on. You just said, and the audience heard, Frank, I prefer the left hand. Yeah. You have any idea how that sounded?
Yeah.
That's not good radio.
You can't sound any worse than Pump and Limey.
Yeah.
Well, you did that too.
Well, that's you.
Those are both on you. All right, so Taylor Nickerson is here, T-Nick, if you will, and he's going to share some stuff with you. I will share with you probably several times between now and Christmas the same thing that I tell you every year. Batteries, batteries, batteries. I just am going to order this week probably about 48 C-cell batteries and at least as many D-cells because those are the ones I don't have many of. I have right now in my house, I would say 300 double and triple A batteries. So you're going to be very, and 9 volts, I must have 39 volts. You're going to be very sorry. And then there's this new goofy battery, the A123 battery, that little short, squatty thing that a lot of flashlights and cameras and stuff use. You're going to want plenty of batteries. And He's going to tell you some stuff, and while he does, here are the numbers. Now, this is interesting to me. Once we get ready to go, okay, then segment's over. You're not going to get your questions answered. Then all the lines will light up. Light them up now. 855-282-TALK. 855-282-TALK. Or 855-282-8255. T-Nick, what do you have for us?
I'm going to start with something that might not make you too happy. I'm going to stick up for Limey here real quick.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Nice knowing you, T-Nick.
In the 3 o'clock hour, Limey said Adidas, and everybody laughed at him.
Well, we didn't. Hang on, man. We did laugh at him.
You did laugh at him.
But then he explained to us that's how they pronounce Adidas in London, and we didn't dispute that.
So as a German teacher, I thought I'd chime in on this, and I don't know if you know this, but Adidas is a German company. And Adidas is actually the correct spelling, and the reason why, it was created by a man.
Correct spelling?
You mean sorry, correct pronunciation.
And you're a teacher?
Adidas is the correct spelling.
Adidas.
The correct pronunciation is Adidas because the company was created by a German man by the name of Adolf Dassler, whose nickname was Adi Dassler. So Adidas.
Ooh.
Wow.
I got something right.
The more you know.
Well, how did we come up with Adidas?
Well, in the U.S., the network commercials, the company itself refers to itself as Adidas.
I think it's more the American pronunciation that more people here are familiar with. It's funny, there's actually a lot of German companies that are like that, and we could go into this a whole segment's worth, and I won't, but it's interesting how...
Some car company, Das something.
Well, Volkswagen's slogan is Das Auto, which just means the car.
Yeah.
But Volkswagen in German means the people's car. That's all that means. And I won't get too far into this, but another interesting one is Aldi. If anybody shops at Aldi.
German.
A German company founded by the Albrecht Company, and it's a discount German grocery store. So Albrecht Discount, Aldi.
Listen
A-L-D-I.
To you. Wow. And we thought all you knew was technical.
Wow.
But you're a German. For those who don't know, he teaches German at Columbia. What's that? Columbia High School.
Columbia High School.
Columbia, Illinois.
That's right.
He's a German teacher.
Yeah, these are the types of things that we talk about in class a lot. I like to teach my students about this.
And I used to like that when I took Latin in high school. When I learned of all the words that came from, for example, Luna. Okay, Moon. Now, Limey is a younger person.
Okay.
Give me some words that are derivatives of the Latin. Luna for moon.
Illuminate.
Yes,
that's one, which means to light up. I believe, like the moon does at night. And then
when someone is a lunatic,
yes,
that referred to full moon, go crazy.
That's
lunatic.
Right.
Lunatic. Lunar module. That's moon.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
Module.
That's right. Just like the Marine Corps. I believe it's corpus in Latin is body. And so the Marine Corps is a body.
Why is Corpus Christi called? Is it somebody, the body of Christ?
The body of Christ.
Really?
Yep, the body of Christ.
Wow.
That's the name of that holiday, Corpus Christi.
Okay, I remember.
And the town.
I remember in Latin, I did not like my first year, it was either first or second year teacher, because she looked like very much like that Wizard of Oz, Wicked Witch. She had a really sharp nose and a chin. But I remember ego amo te, which is I love you in Latin. Now, amo, amor, okay, and then all the other words that have some variation of amo in it, amor. It really is very interesting. And German, now, I'll throw this at you. BMW. I love it when some people are asked, well, what does BMW stand for? And they go, British Motor Works.
No,
it's Bavarian
Motor
Works. It's not Bavarian Motor Works.
It is.
Do you know what the logo you do?
I just talked about this in class the other day.
Really?
And do you know why that is?
Well, yeah.
BMW.
They started out in the
airplane during World War II.
Yes.
And their logo is actually airplane propellers on a blue sky.
BMW blue. That's a propeller. It's supposed to be.
That's exactly what that is.
See?
It's very interesting.
I may not have a college
degree. And there's all types of other things. Mercedes was named after Gottlieb Daimler Chrysler's granddaughter named Mercedes. Porsche was named after
Porsche de Rossi, Ellen's girlfriend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I didn't know she was in the car business.
Huh.
Yeah, it's interesting. You want to talk tech?
You want to make you feel bad? You don't have one call.
Wow. Not good thing one. I got some things to talk about.
You don't have one call.
He has things to talk about, though.
They're waiting for my monologue.
Yeah.
All right, let me see if somebody will make you feel better.
Okay.
This is the guy to answer your tech questions. 855-282-TALK. 855-282-8255. Okay, do it again. 855-282-8255. Go. You're up.
All right.
See, look at this. It never fails.
Popped up.
Boom, boom, boom. There they are. Go ahead.
I'm going to start off with a little, I like to start with trivia or useless information. And today I thought about the personal assistant names, the personal assistants that we find on our phones and our tablets and our home devices. Do any of you know where those names came from?
I don't even know what that means.
Perfect. Okay, oh, things like Siri, Alexa, Cortana, etc.
Okay.
Thought this was interesting. Some party knowledge if you go to a party. Cortana was initially just an internal code name with Microsoft. Usually internal code names aren't released with the product, but Microsoft decided to release that name. And there was actually a petition online from Microsoft fans, and they wanted to keep the name Cortana, and that's where that came from. Alexa was based on Star Trek. I don't know if any of you were Star Trek fans.
I've never seen, not only never seen a movie, I've never seen one episode of the TV Star Trek.
Well, in Star Trek, it was common to hear them say, computer, do this.
Yeah,
computer,
I
do
remember
this.
That.
And it was based on that because they wanted, Alexa, do this. Alexa, do that. The name is actually a reference to the Library of Alexandria, which was in ancient Egypt, which was the world's largest
and
most...
Right? You are already the smartest... Dan, is he not the smartest guy that's ever been on our show?
Yep, I know.
Unbelievable. Yeah. You may be too smart.
I don't know. I think Tim has the answers always.
No, no. You may be too smart.
Okay.
I have to look him up. You know him off the top
of your head. I've had lunch with Tim. Trust me. If he can't look down at Google...
When there's no phone.
Yeah. He needs that Google. He really does. Now,
so...
Let me ask you this, though. You don't have to say, Siri, tell me where Ted Williams' head is. You don't have to say Siri. You can just say, where's Ted Williams' head frozen?
If you hold the button. You can say, hey, Siri, and your phone will automatically turn on. Okay. Actually, mine just did. Hey, Siri.
See, I don't do that. I should. I hardly ever use that. I don't know why.
It's great.
Oh, I do all the time.
Yeah, it's great when you're laying in bed and you say, hey, Siri, turn my alarm on. Boom. Turned on. Actually, it just turned my alarm
Heat
on.
Heat my wife up. Hey, Siri, melt the ice off my wife.
That's right. So
let me try something.
That is impossible.
Let me just try something here. Hey, Siri. Oh, it says swipe. I got to open it. Okay, hold on. Hey, Siri. Nothing.
And then you have to answer
the question. And this is the $1,300.
Hey, Siri, what's the weather right now?
Oh, I need to ask her something.
Hey, Siri, trade my wife in for a younger model.
Oh, see, I would never say that. We're not married. You can't.
No, of course I'm not.
Well, see, Siri knows.
Hey, Siri, what's
so
the weather right now?
The weather seems pretty good right now.
There you go.
Right,
hey, Siri.
Let me try.
She's lying.
Hey, Siri, what's the weather right now?
There you go.
Wait. That was your phone, dude.
That was my phone.
Where's my Siri?
My phone heard your Hey, Siri from.
Do you have your Siri turned on? Not being dirty or anything.
I tell you what, it is a special setting in there, and I can help you with it. It's called Hey Siri.
Really?
Not just Siri, but Hey Siri.
I need to find that.
Every time I say it, it's turned on.
What would it be under?
It would be in Siri. It would be, no, under your settings, in Siri, and there is a specific toggle. That is Hey Siri.
All right, you go ahead.
I will.
And I'll be looking.
Absolutely. So it was based on the Library of Alexandria in ancient Egypt. Speaking of Siri, Siri was the co-creator of Siri's daughter's name, and it is Norwegian for a beautiful woman who leads you to victory. That is what Siri means. So that's where the names came from. DirecTV, I'll give you a couple.
See, you know what I would have done right now?
What's that?
I mean, are you serious? I would have hit that when he said Siri. Are you serious? That's just me.
Makes sense.
Okay,
I guess.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
DirecTV is offering a pretty good deal right now. It is offering a free 32-gigabyte Apple TV 4K when you sign up for 4 months of service at $140.
Mm.
So, let's do some math here. Apple TV 4K is normally $179. You're going to get it for $140 with 4 months service of DirecTV Now. So that's a pretty good deal. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
This is... something I thought would come.
Hey, I got right here in settings. Hey Siri,
you got it.
Now I'm gonna turn it on.
Turn it on.
It says Siri sends information like your voice.
There you go.
Enable Siri. All right. Now, let's try this. Hey, Siri, what time is it in St. Louis? Nothing.
Not yet.
What do you mean not yet?
Hadn't got to work yet.
Hang on
here. Maybe a couple different buttons.
Hey, Siri, what time is it in St. Louis? She doesn't like me.
Oh.
She... All right. This is
you
the
play
new,
with it. You
new
play
phone.
With it.
Brand new.
Yep.
Here, hold on.
So 2 weeks in, how are you liking it?
I like it all right. Yeah. If I had it to do over, I wouldn't have done it. Not because I had money.
Do you like Frank?
This is about you, not me.
Everybody else can get her to talk, but
ask Siri if Frank will ever fix.
I got the most expensive room in the phone. I just got it, brand new. The X, the 10, and it won't do.
That was good.
Ask Siri if Frank will ever figure the phone out.
Okay, will. He will.
This is
hey
this,
Siri.
This, I'm
will
not
Frank
too
ever
happy
figure his
this.
Phone out?
I just I.
Here's what I found on the web for Will Frank ever figure his phone out?
Answer the big maybe.
All right, now look, it says enable side button for Siri. So maybe I should do that. I have to. Okay, I'm enabling. All right, let me try something here. Right, hang on.
This is gonna work.
Hey Siri, what time is it in St. Louis?
The time in St. Louis is 4:26 p.m.
Hey.
Yeah. My Siri has a cuter voice than yours.
Yours is,
I think her voice was better on
is.
The new phone.
It is. I like it. More sultry. Sultry, yes.
Hang on 1 second here, okay. Hey, Siri, what time is it in Birmingham, England?
The time in Birmingham, England, is 10:26 p.m.
All right.
That is correct. Hey, that is correct.
Way to go. All right. Welcome, Siri. Welcome to me.
There you go.
Okay, I finally got it going.
We're all going to get fired because Frank's just going to have Siri co-host the show.
And Siri.
Frank, it's
hey,
the Frank Siri. And Siri show.
Hey, Siri, do the rest of the show for me. So I can leave. All right.
Hey, Siri, well, are you the AM and the PM?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't have the answer to that. Is there something else I can help you with?
did you actually think that her response would be something entertaining?
Maybe.
Are you AM and the PM? She doesn't know what that is.
Mm.
Oh, boy.
I got one more quick story, and then we can get to calls.
Then, like Dan, why don't you go, hey, Siri, when's my birthday? And she can't know that. Or maybe she can.
Actually, I think you can train it to know your birthday.
Hey, Siri, when is my birthday?
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, well, maybe you need to educate her. You own her, okay? She works for you. I don't know who you are.
That's funny.
He gets that all the time on our Facebook page. I don't know who you are.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, you.
One last one. We'll get to
okay,
calls.
Okay.
I knew this was gonna happen when I first heard about these things.
You're not gonna start with a dead rapper, are you?
Why would you bring that up?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
All right.
That's our bid, by the way.
Sorry.
Pretending to be sad.
There are problems with Wi-Fi connected sex toys.
What?
First of all, I don't even know what that is.
Well, let me explain it to you. So you have a sex toy.
No, I don't.
You don't, but people hypothetically.
Hypothetically, you do. Okay.
And it is connected via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth to an app. And you can control the sex toy remotely, either using it yourself, or you can control it remotely. Somebody else can control it from somewhere else.
Huh.
Or you can send audio or video messages back and forth via the app.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
It is.
No, that's stupid because, first of all, when you say sex toy, I'm assuming you're probably talking about like a vibrator.
Correct.
Okay. Why would you want somebody else controlling it? It's in your hand.
Your significant other, maybe.
Or other places. Right.
Or other places.
Well, hold on a minute. I said it's in your hand. You said, or other places.
Could be in the top drawer.
Mr. Adidas.
Could be in the top drawer.
One of the top 10 questions to ask Siri.
What?
One of the top 10 questions to ask Siri is to ask Siri, why do you vibrate? Ask her.
Okay. I'll ask her. Hey, Siri, why do you vibrate? Now, wait. I got face recognition. Okay, not recognize. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Hey, Siri, why do you vibrate?
To get your attention.
Ooh.
Oh,
saucy.
You know what? I'm going to be playing with this tonight. I'm going to have some fun with it. I don't know why. I never really ever till today, and I've had an iPhone for years, never did the Hey Siri thing.
Yep. You want one more? One more quick one?
Sure.
Ask Siri, what are you doing later?
Hey Siri, what are you doing? Face recognition thing on there. There we go. Hey Siri, what are you doing later? No. Okay, hang on. Face ID. Hey Siri, what are you doing later?
Just hanging out with Liam.
Ooh.
With Liam.
Who's Liam?
The website says she's supposed to say, I'm at work, my shift ends in 614,000 years.
Now, who's Liam?
I don't know.
That's what she's supposed
to
say.
Is Liam an, you know what? I'll bet that's the male voice. I'll bet it's Siri and Liam. It's like Ken
and they're hanging out.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a male Siri?
Yeah.
You can change anything. Well, there's Siri in almost every language as well.
Like, if you're gay, you'd rather have a guy, probably.
Right. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I suggest to my students is that they use Siri in German. You can practice your speaking and pronunciation in
pretty good idea.
In German, and Siri will talk back to you in German.
So if I said something to Siri in Spanish right now, she'd understand it?
If you have to change your language to Spanish, but yes.
Okay, going to settings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay, I got you.
So the problem is that the app has been recording people's sessions, we'll call it, and saving the audio file, and people are a little bit upset about that, rightfully so.
Hmm. So if people ask Siri sexual questions...
No, the sex toy app is what we're talking about.
And somebody holds on to that?
What the company has said is that the file stays in the app. It's not sent to a server. It's not used for anything. But
can I tell you why that stuff never bothers me? Like when somebody says, well, everything in your phone... And I'll tell you why. One... Okay, I don't really care. There's nothing in there that it doesn't. I don't exactly. Anything
it's like
I ever
new
ask
photos
Siri. Yeah, I don't care. Go ahead, dig it up.
Absolutely,
no big deal.
Well, I'm done with my headlines. We'll throw out my email real quick. TaylorOnTech@gmail.com. TaylorOnTech@gmail.com.
All right, let's go in order of who's been holding the longest. That would be Jay. Jay, say hi to Taylor Nickerson, or you can call him T Nick.
Hey, Mr. Nickerson.
Hey, Jay.
So I've got a question. Upcoming Black Friday, are there any good tech deals that I should know about?
He must not been listening the last couple of weeks.
Oh, maybe he wasn't.
What are you in the market for?
You know, I don't know. Maybe like a GoPro, a camera, something like that.
Okay.
First thing he's got to do is turn that radio down in the background. GoPro, what do you suggest?
So last week we talked about GoPro cameras, and Best Buy is having a great Black Friday deal on the GoPro. It is the Hero Black 5, and the price I believe I quoted was $349.99. So you get $50 off, and you get a $50 store gift card.
Here's the deal with GoPro, Jay. I don't know much about it, but aren't there Taylor like 10 different GoPros or something?
There are. There's a wide. It's just like iPhones. There's a wide variety.
So you need to know what you're going to use it for.
They're mostly used for the...
No, I don't mean... I know what people use them.
Right.
Before you go buy one.
Correct.
It depends on the application.
Yeah. The best deal I could find was the GoPro Hero 5 Black $349 at Best Buy.
Hmm.
All right. That sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Jay.
Hey, did you dump him?
No. He's still there.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
Your voice sounds familiar to me.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, it's something about it. One of those things.
You sound like a student of mine. I don't know if his name's Jake.
He did say Mr. Nickerson.
He did say Mr. Nickerson.
Oh.
Yeah, it's me. I thought I'd give it a listen. I like it so far.
This is one of my students.
Well, what else are you going to say? Hold on. What else are you going to say? He didn't want to fail.
No.
Of course he's going to tell you he likes it.
Of course.
Or you're failing.
Of course.
Way to go. Good
so
schmoozing,
Jay.
Well, we'll go with Jay. We'll go with Jay.
Because he's a minor.
But we'll go with Jay. But okay. Jay, we'll see you tomorrow at school.
All right.
You better be there early.
Extra good grade for calling. This is Bill. Bill, say hello to Taylor Nickerson.
Hello, Mr. Nickerson, and I am not one of your students.
Oh, hi, Bill. How are you?
But I am AM the PM.
There you go. Hallelujah.
So I don't even know what I'm asking, but it's for my daughter. She's in college, and she wants to play her PSP4 on her monitor of the laptop. How do you make the connection, or is there a way to make the connection?
Many would think there would be.
Yeah. What type of laptop are we talking about here?
It's not an Apple, so it's like, I guess, a PC, you know, Windows type environment.
Okay.
I don't know the exact name of the. I mean, it's only, we bought it right in the summer. She's a freshman, and you know, she doesn't want a TV in the room because she says the other girls that are in there will want to watch TV and it's loud, so everybody's kind of doing the headphone thing, which is probably a good idea. But so she wants to be able to bring her PSP4 down to play a game that she, you know, is addicted to, like every other kid in the world.
Right.
And here's the problem. Laptop.
Here's the problem she's going to run into, and this is a universal problem. Laptops do not have in ports, video in ports. Oh. Laptops typically only have video out ports.
I can't believe there's not a Bluetooth like
some
connection.
Bluetooth isn't. You can't video
really?
With Bluetooth.
Really.
So typically a laptop is only going to have a video in. If she wants to do something like that, you can get a very, very cheap, small 15-inch, 16-inch, 17-inch monitor at any of your local box stores or any of your local stores as well, television stores, that will have an HDMI in and also the red, blue, or sorry,
now, when
the
you say
red,
monitor, you just mean basically a small TV.
Just a small TV or yeah. Even a computer monitor as well. Yeah. All it has to have is the correct input for the output that's on that PSP. And I'll be very honest, I'm not 100% certain what outputs are on there, if it has an HDMI, if it's a different type of output. But all you need is a monitor that will accept that input, and you can get it for very, very, very cheap. But unfortunately, with a laptop, they only have video outputs. For example, my MacBook Pro has HDMI, but it's only out to another monitor.
Okay, so when you say small monitor, you're basically just saying a TV, and then we're looking for the HDMI input output going from the game to the monitor, correct?
That's absolutely correct. Yeah, if it has an HDMI out on the game unit, then you want to go HDMI out to HDMI in on the TV.
And that's probably like a $100 TV.
Oh, less than that. Yeah. With Black Friday coming up, small TVs, you could probably get them for under $100.
Yeah.
And with that, then if she has a streaming box or even if you want to get her a smart TV with her Wi-Fi at school, she could add Netflix on there and other things like that.
And one final thing that isn't tech-related, she goes to school in Springfield, so I pick her up and drop her off maybe 3-4 times a year, and I go through Uranus every time, but now I'll never drive through this thinking anything but just how crazy that man was that called in.
Yeah, he was crazy, yeah. Good
he
luck.
He was very crazy.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks
appreciate
for listening, Bill. That's a great suggestion. And here's the other thing. If she has a small student, no room,
sure,
dorm,
sure.
A small TV.
Sure.
I can only speak for Apple. For not much money, you can connect directly into it and watch on that TV.
Well,
you're watching on your phone.
Absolutely, yeah. From the phone, from the PSP, from a laptop, from anything, right on the.
And if her family back home has DirecTV or Dish or something, log into that account. Now you got all of your DirecTV programming on her little TV
100%.
Monitor through her phone.
100%.
There's an app for Direct and for Spectrum and for Dish.
Yep. And that is what's so great about streaming TV now, anywhere you are.
I actually sound like I know some stuff. Well, you tell me we have to break. What are you talking about?
We have to break. We've got traffic to get to. We're going to take one more call,
then we're going to break.
All right.
How's that? We're going to take Phil's call. Phil, say hi to Taylor Nickerson.
Hello, Taylor. This is Phil from Kirkwood. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you, Phil.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Good. And sometimes I'm PMS and the AM.
Well, I wouldn't have said that, but...
Hey, I've got I don't know if it's a virus, something that's kind of new, and it doesn't matter if it's XP or Windows. When I get my webmail from Earthlink, the remote mail, I think an advertisement is sending out, it'll be a delayed pop-up, and it actually freezes and locks Google Chrome. And sometimes it's an alarm, you know, beeping, you know, your computer's been infected, or other times it's an AT&T survey. But it completely locks it up, and I know to do an Alt-Control-Delete and kill it, and it warns them not to do that. But are these advertisers on these web pages sending a new kind of virus now?
What I'll be honest with you, what it sounds like to me is not something from Earthlink or from your webmail. It sounds like you have some sort of malicious software on your computer somewhere, which could be. Do you have a virus antivirus program on your computer?
I've got Windows Defender, and I'll run malware byte scan. It never finds anything, and it happens on an old XP laptop. When I'm in another city and it's not AT&T, it'll pop up their local phone company. It's just really unusual. I've never seen it before, and I can get out of it, but it's just annoying.
Right. Like I said, it doesn't sound like something specific to, because you said it's locking your computer up is what's alarming to me. If it were just your standard pop-up, you'd be able to click out of it and carry on with your email.
It'll lock it and give you the 800 number to the call.
That was the key right there. You start seeing those 800 numbers call to unlock, or even if there's any sort of monetary value on there, that's definitely malicious adware.
And a few times I've gotten phone calls. I don't know if my phone number was ever stored on here when I set the computer up, but sometimes I'll get a phone call saying we've been notified your computer's infected. And they're trying to, solicit me.
And I think those are not related at all.
I don't think they are either. Here would be my recommendation. Do you have a lot of data and documents and things like that stored locally on these computers?
One I do, one I don't.
Okay. If there are a lot of very easy ways to migrate data from one computer to the other, and if you want more information on that, you can shoot me an email. And I can kind of walk you through that, but I would almost recommend a clean sweep of these, because what you're saying is your antivirus programs aren't finding it. So I would almost recommend just do a clean sweep, reinstall your Windows, whether it's 7 or 10, and then re-migrate your data back onto your hard drive. And if you need any help with that, you can shoot me an email. It's taylorontech@gmail.com.
Okay, I thought it was a new kind of virus, but it sounds like it.
Well, it's definitely some sort of malicious software. I don't think it's anything new, but you've definitely got something in there that needs to be eradicated.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Phil. All right, we're out of time. Give me your email address here.
It is taylor ontech@gmail.com.
This is where we would play his theme music again at the end of the segment, right about here. There you go. All right, we'll see you next Monday.
Absolutely.
Folks, as we get closer to the holidays, get in here and answer your questions. See how fast time goes by. Taylor Nickerson, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
I'm dropping the key next day. I like Taylor or Mr. Nickerson, like your student called you. We all see the TV commercials where somebody walks outside and they go, oh, OMG, and there's a car with a ribbon on the hood. I guess there are people. I never got a car for Christmas. Anybody in this room ever get a car for you?
No.
Walk outside and go, hey,
never.
Hey, son, step outside. And then you walk out the door and he hand you the keys and go, that's it. She's all yours. Well, never happened to me, but I good for the people that are able to get cars for Christmas. And there's a big red bow on it. There's several different car makers do it. So here's the deal. Whether you're in a position to do that or not, maybe it's not a Christmas present. Maybe you don't buy the car till February or January. Maybe you buy it now before Christmas. As long as you will include Johnny Londoff in your car shopping, that'll make us very happy. You notice I didn't say you even had to buy there. I just said shop there. Include them. That's all we're here for, to get you to Johnny Londoff. Their job is to make you happy. Their job is to find you what you're looking for. And I don't think they're going to have to try very hard to find it, because with about 1,000 cars in stock, new cars in stock, trucks, they'll probably have it. Now, if it's pre-owned, and they have a few hundred of those, if they don't have it, they'll find it for you. You send them on a mission. Say, here's what I'm looking for. This is about 3-4 years old. I want a four-wheel drive. I want a nice whatever. They'll find it. They'll find it. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. They've been doing this a long time. They've been at the same location since 1960, so I believe that's about 57 years. And it's run very much the way Johnny Londoff Sr. ran it, the right way. There is a wrong way to run a car dealership, and you've probably been to some of those dealerships where you actually wonder, how do they even stay in business? How can they still be in business if they treat people that way? I will never forget, ever, not many years ago, was a friend of my wife, went to a dealership, and she was not a listener. This taught her a lesson. She was not a listener. And she went to a dealership, and the salesman actually said, why don't you go and come back with your husband, and then we'll get down to, you know, brass tacks. And man, she was so insulted. She had a better job than her husband had. This was her car, her decision. So she called me, told me about it, and I said, well, you should be a listener. And I sent her where she should have been sent. Johnny Londoff would be a place where they're never going to say, go home and get your husband. Are you kidding me? That's from like 1958 or something, maybe 68. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, they know how to treat people. Of course, they're competitive in their prices. The selection is there. The right way to treat people is there. What else could you possibly be looking for? Unless it is a McLaren. They don't sell those. They do sell Chevys and pre-owned. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, I know you know where they are by now. Make us happy. Tell them you're AM to PM. It'll make them happy, too. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Or 24/7 at Londoff.com.
All right, it's time to check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Northbound 55 between Butler Hill and 270. Injury accident with rescue. Accident blocking northbound 55 at 44. Accident eastbound 44 ramp to southbound 55. Accident northbound Clarkson at Kerr's Mill. 6167 at Wolf Hollow. An Imperial injured crash. And now an accident Bell Fountain at Dunn. Did you know one person can save up to 8 lives after they're gone? And transform many more. All by signing up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. It's easy to do. You can sign up online anytime. Learn more at organdonor.gov. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Did you know that one person can save up to 8 lives after they're gone and transform many more? All by signing up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. It's easy to do. You can sign up online anytime. Learn more at organdonor.gov.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Tailgate Terry. Without Tailgate Terry, you wouldn't have cold Bud Lights and 7-layer dip at every pregame. That's 56 layers per season. Just the right amount if you ask Terry. Just don't ask him while he's inflating the 8-foot mascot he blows up for tailgating. Tailgate Terry is famous among friends. He deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com present Hollywood Casino is our next listener rewards program. Listeners can purchase 2 hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their 6 premier restaurants. To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the listener rewards tab.
Looking for a new spot to watch all the NFL action this year? Head down to DB Sports Bar at 1615 South Broadway in historic Soulard. Start a tab before Rams games this season, and if they lose, you get half off. That's good for food, drinks, and shots. The beautiful DB's ladies serve the full menu until 2 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday and Sundays till 7. Don't forget to take DB's free golf cart shuttles to and from the home Cardinal games. That's DB Sports Bar, St. Louis's home for the NFL.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
Up the ante this weekend at mybookie.ag and start cashing in on your game day picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sports book for all your betting needs, NFL, college, football, hockey, and more. MyBookie has the best odds plus action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand with beautiful live dealers working in real time. And when you win big, MyBookie has the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO to get an extra 50% on your first deposit. That's an extra 50% on your first deposit by using the promo code Radio. That's 844-900-2387 or sign up online using promo code radio. You can also sign up on your phone at mybookie.ag today. Bet with the biggest. Bet with the best only at MyBookie.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Buying a home is the American dream, and no one deserves to achieve that dream more than the men and women who have served our country. Our American veterans and military personnel have earned that right by protecting it for the rest of us. That's why we've created Hero.Loan. Our new VA loan program makes it simpler and more affordable for veterans and military families to get the loans that they deserve. Make sure you visit Hero.Loan, a new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Doug Vaughn here, taking a little time off from dispensing molten red-hot sports steaks to tell you to get down to Bertarelli Cutlery. Bertarelli specializes in all types of sharpening, knife sharpening, lawn equipment sharpening. If it has an edge, the professionals at Bertarelli can sharpen it up real nice-like. The fun doesn't stop there. Bertarelli is your one-stop kitchen shop, offering a magnificent selection of cutting boards, kitchen tools, and meat processing equipment. So before you carve that turkey, make sure your knife is razor sharp and safe. Visit Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi, on the hill.
It takes four essential ingredients to brew Bud Light: barley, rice, water, and hops. But this is a 30-second commercial, so here's some sound effects of bottles opening. Here's to the beer you can always count on, brewed to be America's favorite light lager, Bud Light, famous among friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, a couple of things coming up here. Bill Cleveland's on the way, and then Larry Connors will join us. Not only won't join us, he'll join you. He'll come on at 6 o'clock. And a couple of really great topics tonight. I will tell you what those are. When we get into the Playhouse, and as I said, Bill Cleveland is on the way. In Chesterfield Valley, which I imagine starting Friday, I will never understand the people. And by the way, to each his own. I made that up. Do what you want. You want to get out early in the morning, 5 o'clock Friday morning, go shoulder to shoulder with a bunch of people pushing and shoving in stores, that's fine. I prefer to do it some other time. Whether you do that or you want to go today, tomorrow, Amini's. This is a must stop. You're going to be running around doing whatever you're doing. For goodness sakes, go into Amini's. I'm very lucky this week. My daughter, both my sons, one left this morning, but yesterday, all day, and Saturday night, we had everybody at the house, including my grandson. You know where we spent most of our time? In the basement, downstairs, where the pinball machine, the pool table are, and the electronic shuffleboard table. What a blast. Something for everybody, from the smallest children to the oldest grandparent. That's at Amini's, plus the kind of furniture you've never seen in your life, because your run-of-the-mill furniture stores don't sell this furniture, which is the finest furniture made in the world, including finest patio furniture made in the world. The Jaffe Lighting Department upstairs. Good luck finding any other lighting company, store, name with a better selection, a more beautiful selection of lighting than the Jaffe Lighting upstairs at Amini's. And then all the other stuff we don't have time to mention, like rugs, and more rugs, handmade and machine-made, and they're all spectacular, from a few hundred to tens of thousands. Something for everybody. Amini's, copper top outside, and just a collection of things inside like no other store has. A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow.
That coughing, that's courtesy of... yeah, thank you. That's courtesy of... Kim Woodford.
He never has my mic on. And then when he does turn it on...
Blame it on him.
Blame it on me.
Blame it on Lyman. It's time to check in with Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. I also failed to mention that so was Taylor Nicholson. He was courtesy of Window World. So let me say it twice. Courtesy of Window World, Window World, two times. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. The number one selling replacement window in the United States is Window World. And I will be mentioning that a couple more times because I didn't do it for T-Nick, and I don't even want to call him that. I'm going to call him Taylor Nicholson. We're going to call this guy Bill Cleveland. Bring him on in here. It's going great. Where are you, or where are you taking us?
Yeah, sorry I couldn't join you today. I was planning on coming in, and I sliced the crap out of my finger with a knife, so I'm sorry about that. Just got a makeshift Band-Aid and everything.
Why would that
gross,
keep somebody who really took his job seriously and wanted to be a part of the team? Why would that keep... Dan, remember that time I cut my leg off?
Oh, yeah.
I amputated it, and then I just held pressure
on
until the show was
that.
Over.
I just thought of that. Yeah.
And I had it reattached after the show.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
that's
just
put
us.
Put it on ice.
Yeah, that's just us.
Put it on ice. Yeah. Well, you know, with Thanksgiving, of course, coming up, one of my favorite Thanksgiving movies is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the other day,
me too.
Yesterday, when I was driving back from Indianapolis, I thought, well, how can I incorporate Planes, Trains, and Automobiles into our travel segment here? And I was just thinking about some different ideas. And I thought, you know, they filmed a segment at Lambert's International Airport that was featured in the movie. And I thought to myself, I have no idea who Lambert of Lambert International Airport is. Does anyone in the room know?
I did, but I forgot. I did it one time.
I believe Lambert is the farmer that used to own the land at which that was purchased to build the airport, and it was Lambert.
Okay, that is true. That is true, but there's more to this guy. He's actually a pretty interesting gentleman. So he was an Olympic golfer, believe it or not. In both 1900 and the 1904 Olympics, he didn't actually win any. Actually, I take that back. I think he did win a silver medal as part of some group deal, but never as an individual. He was a very prominent St. Louis aviator. He was the very first person in St. Louis back in 1911 to hold a pilot's license, this guy. Wow. He was also the police commissioner of St. Louis starting in 1906 and developed this interest in first ballooning and then flying airplanes. He met the Wright brothers and bought his first airplane from them, and then actually took flight lessons from Orville Wright.
Wow.
And pretty interesting character. Yeah, I had no idea all this about this guy. Like Limey, I just thought he was the guy that owned the land, and turns out he was a little bit more than that. But yeah, he bought 170 acres of land in what we now know as Lambert Airport back in 1925.
Are there any,
his own airport.
Are there any kids like Lambert grandkids or anything still around, or great grandkids?
That I don't know. But what is interesting, his dad founded a pharmaceutical company and made a product that I guarantee everybody has used at some point, Listerine. His dad was founded that company, made the Listerine. So. Sold it back to the St. Louis, or sold it to St. Louis, I should say, in 1928 for $68,000.
You know what?
The first airports in the country.
And right? I just got the sign. We're already out of time. Short leash today.
Oh, my goodness.
But good info on Mr. Lambert.
I'll be in there tomorrow. We'll see you then.
There you go. See, he knows how to go. Stay right where you are. Stay where you are. Playhouse is coming up. 590, The Fan.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. For a free consultation, call 238-1367, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
590 The Fan and InsideSTL.com present Hollywood Casino is our next listener rewards program. Listeners can purchase 2 hotel rooms and a $50 food and beverage credit to Hollywood Casino for only $200. That is over 60% off for one of St. Louis's nicest hotels and casinos. Rooms can be used on back-to-back nights or split up on separate visits. Enjoy your $50 food and beverage credit at one of their 6 premier restaurants. To take part in this offer, just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the listener rewards tab.
Did you know that one person can save up to 8 lives after they're gone and transform many more? All by signing up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. It's easy to do. You can sign up online anytime. Learn more at organdonor.gov.
Blues Ticket Tuesdays are back again this season at Hot Shots. You can qualify to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hot Shots during every Tuesday game this season. All you have to do is show up to be entered to win. Cheer on the Blues with awesome food and drink specials, including Bud Family Products, Jack Daniels, Tarasenko Tea, Pareco Bombs, Blues Sampler Appetizers, and more. Hot Shots has been home to Blues fans for over 25 years. Visit HotShotsNet.com for more details.
Want a new home before the holidays? During the month of November, McBride & Son Homes is having a Home for the Holiday sales event. McBride & Son buyers will save $5,000 to an incredible $95,000 on inventory homes. And you can be in your new home before the holidays. McBride currently has over 100 inventory homes that are ready for a quick move-in in over 40 communities across the metro area. It's the McBride & Son Home for the Holidays inventory sale. Save thousands this November only. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. At Hero.Loan, we appreciate all the sacrifices so many men and women have made to protect our great freedoms. And we want to make sure that every hero has the opportunity to own the home of their dreams. Did you know that with the VA loan program that you can buy a home with nothing down and nothing due at closing? We pay for your appraisal, there's no PMI, and we'll even come meet with you at your home, office, or base to get the loan process started. Apply online at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Doug Vaughn here to talk about one of my all-time favorite sponsors, Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Lady Journalism has been good to me this year, so I'm treating her to the ultimate holiday offering, a gift card to Hot Shots. Hot Shots gift cards are...